Yes, what we wanted to do was kind of like the colours we sort of took really from the uniforms that he sort of wore, which were these kind of, it seemed like that there was the orange, there was the red obviously and the white, and I think there was a lot more red in the uniform with the white. I think the white in a way is his kind of beard and his head, and it's just that kind of mass of his hair and his beard. And then the orange really just sort of was a participator, I think, with the colour red, which just works so well in a military sort of outfit as such as well. And I think we wanted the large egg of bronze, which wanted to be this kind of sort of the wealth that he had kind of sort of got and gathered for sort of charities, I think, and just sort of demonstrating and showing those off really with him. And then we have the bronze kind of mouses that are running around the cat on the hat, and just the cat just seemed much more suitable. Obviously, I think there was other animals like the bird and things like that, but the cat just fitted really well with it. And keeping hold of the sort of, just making it kind of a bit of both. So you have a little bit of figurative and a bit of reality to the world and a bit of obviousness, as well as the kind of sort of nature of the beauty of the abstract.
You wanted to capture Snowy, is what you've told me. Do you think you have?
Yeah, definitely. I think he's kind of here now.
My name's Gillian Bain, and I'm the secretary of the local branch of Guide Dogs for the Blind.
And there's a lot of you down here today, aren't there?
Yes, we have very kindly been allowed to collect because Guide Dogs for the Blind was one of Snowy's main charities.
How much did he raise for them?
I think he raised £130,000, but I know it was an awful lot. That and Campsite were his two main charities. And when I was younger, I remember seeing him down Perticuris with all the animals around his hat and in his bicycle, and he was a great character.
Do you know why he felt so strongly about charities involved with sight?
I don't. I don't know the answer to that, I'm afraid. But I know that those were his two main charities and that he was down here just about every Saturday, and he was a great attraction.
We've now seen it in all its glory. What do you think?
Yeah, actually, I love it. Yes, I particularly like the hat and the mice and the cat. That is just so Snowy. I'm really glad they've got some red on there for his coat. The gold, I wasn't sure about when I first saw it, but when it was explained that that's his pot of gold and all the money he's raised, yeah, I think it's brilliant. It's eccentric, which is exactly what we wanted.
And it's symbolic as well, isn't it?
It's symbolic, it's Snowy, it shows all the hard work that he put in because of the pot of gold, all the money he raised, and all the animals around. It's him. It's lovely.